And pursuing a dream worth finding requires, and here's the key to the lesson today, working with people. And working well with people requires understanding how people work together well. And so I want us to go back in Scripture and get a glimpse of a group of people at the very beginning of a dream that came from God, and how those people worked together and what they learned about pursuing that dream that God had placed.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins the first part of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you much, Kurt. Welcome to our Intentional Living Center. And you may remember some time ago, I talked about finding a dream worth pursuing. We're going to turn the tables here today and focus on pursuing that dream that was worth finding in the first place. How do you do that? And we're going to jump into that in just a moment. Speaking of a dream, how's your marriage doing? Or is it more of a nightmare? I don't know. Hey, listen, we're excited about this fall. I get a chance, my wife and I, to be out on the road with our Intentional Love Marriage Conference date nights starting in Michigan on October the 13th, beautiful time of year, and then in Jackson, October 15th, New Mexico, October 27th, and then in the Phoenix area, Glendale and Chandler, November 3 and 5, and ending in Tucson on the 10th of November. And you know what? Tickets, if you'd like to come, you need to get the tickets. We had a great flurry of sales just a little bit ago. Every dime going back into ministry. I don't want you to miss out. I want you to be a part of this. Come on out, couples. Send some couples out. Bring some couples with you. This is going to be a great night. I'm going to teach the 10 love habits that are transformational in your life and how to build a marriage that will be built on doing the next right one thing. It'll be a very practical, fun evening in Michigan, New Mexico, and Arizona. Get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on events, all the information there for you. Get your tickets. We want to see you coming up in just a few weeks. All right, over to the teaching studio as we begin this series, Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding.
You know, if you recall, we talked about finding a dream worth pursuing, and we looked in the Scripture that God can use different situations, incidents, emergencies, crises, family legacy. We went through some of the Scripture that shows that God can use different things in our lives to try to really open up for us something that we can apply in a very practical way to how we live our lives and our family and our marriage. And today, I'd like to flip that. Instead of finding a dream worth pursuing, I want to talk about how do we pursue this dream that's been worth finding in the first place. And pursuing a dream worth finding requires, and here's the key to the lesson today, working with people. And working well with people requires understanding how people work together well. Because the dream that God gives us in our lives, now let's think about it. The dream could be, I want to have a family. I believe a family that will honor Christ. You can't do that alone. It may be that you feel God's calling you to say, we want to have a marriage that's really going to honor Christ. That's our dream. We really want to have this kind of marriage. You can't do that alone. Maybe God's leading you into some area of service or mission or outreach or business or whatever it may be. You don't do things alone. We don't sit here today in this room as a staff looking back on 50 years of history. It wasn't Warren Boldhouse who founded Family Life Radio who did this alone. It's been people, required a lot of people working together over 50 years to see this kind of thing develop. And so I want us to go back in Scripture and get a glimpse of a group of people at the very beginning of a dream that came from God and how those people worked together and what they learned about pursuing that dream that God had placed. So if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts, because we're going to go back to the very first day of the beginning of the worldwide movement, the Christian church. Now for 2,000 years, the church has survived. How many institutions can survive for 50 years, let alone for 2,000 years? And I was thinking in preparing this lesson, just the fact that the church is here for 2,000 years is evidence that God has been doing something pretty special. Any man-made institution in and of itself would have long ago vanished. But the church has survived and thrived for 2,000 years. But I want us to go back to that very first day when the church began. We see it in the book of Acts. And then I want to share with you some things that are very applicable to how we work together within an organization, within a family, with other people. Because that's really what we learn in the book of Acts. And I think back to the very first day of the ministry of intentional living. Stephen and I were just talking a little bit ago. We go back to May 5th, 1990 was the very first day that Parent Talk went on the air. It was a Saturday in this building. I can remember coming into the building on that day. I can remember walking into the studio that we had built upstairs. And I can remember the first time that we opened the phone line and said, "We're taking your calls." And the excitement of about a brand new program, a brand new ministry. And now we look back over these years, a lot of things we've learned, probably things we'd do different if we could. But it's the beginning of things that can be very exciting. So let's go back to the very first day as we see the beginning of the church. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Acts. It's an incredible account of what happens whenever a group of people called by God choose to really work together. This lesson we're going to see is not only applicable for the church, but the principles are applicable for our lives today. So let me set the stage. If you have your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 38, where this is Pentecost, and Peter has just preached. Now imagine, this is a fisherman. These are guys who, for 3.5 years, have been following Christ. Some called them ignorant. These were not learned men. These were people who'd been trained by Jesus. Jesus has now returned to heaven. He's preparing a place for us. And Peter stands in Jerusalem. And the last trip that we had to Jerusalem, I had the privilege of standing on the very place where they believe Peter preached this message. A pretty incredible thing to stand in those 2,000-year-old stones and realize from this very spot, perhaps Peter shared what we're about to read in Acts chapter 2. Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call." And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Sounds like today, doesn't it? I mean, that could be a message today. Be saved from this perverse generation. But listen to what happened in the next verse. Then those who gladly received this word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to the church. Now, let's just get real for a minute. Stand there. Here's the disciples. They've got this huge crowd of people, and 3,000 of them raise their hand and come forward and say, "I give my life to Christ." Now what? Now what would we do here in America today? Think about it. Can you imagine a church, pastor preaches, and 3,000 converts come forward? What we would do in a church today, we would attend a church growth conference. We'd go and develop a strategic plan. You know, how are we going to handle this? We'd build bigger buildings. We'd upgrade the sound system. We'd develop committees, right? These are the things we would do in the American church if all of a sudden 3,000 people came to church and said, "Hey, I want to get saved and be a part of this church." Can you imagine what Peter must have been thinking? He stands there and all of a sudden, picture 3,000 people. He's now responsible. He's the pastor of 3,000 people. And we're going to see in the next chapter, there's 5,000 men alone who become members of the church. We have this exploding church. You talk about mega churches in America today. This is a huge mega church that just explodes with this message.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Christ. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
The funny thing about life is, the more you share, the more you have. Your support for Intentional Living gives hope away to thousands of people God is speaking to through this radio ministry. So for your special gift today, we'd like you to have our new 16-month calendar for 2018. You can start using it this year and enjoy 16 months worth of beautiful photos and scripture, reminding you, you belong here. Please go to theintentionallife.com to make your special gift today. And we'll send you the 2018 16-month calendar. That's theintentionallife.com. And thanks for giving.
Has God told you to do something and you just keep putting it off?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
When you feel like God has given you something big to do, it's so easy to put it off. We tell ourselves, I need to be more qualified before I start. Or we wait for more confirmation. In the end, we talk ourselves out of it. How do you follow through on the dream that God's given you for your life? Find a good friend to share your vision with. Ask for their support as you go forward. Accountability makes a big difference when you start something new. Then do at least one thing every day that moves you towards your goal. None of us are ever ready for the big things we're called to do. That's why God gets the credit when it really happens. If God's given you a vision, trust Him to give you what it takes to get it done. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire series. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. Also, Dr. Randy has written intentionals associated with today's program, and we'd like you to have it free. Just go to the Inspiration tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Intentionals. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Now, here's the point of the message as we get into how we learn to get along with people. Peter is now the head of a significant group, an organization that he has to figure out, how do we manage all of these people? What do we do now? As I said, I think what we would do probably in the American church is we'd put committees together. Let's hear what they did. If we go to the very next verse, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, 3,000 people have just raised their hand and said, I believe. And here's what they did. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread together. Isn't that interesting? Here's what we can learn from this organization that's beginning, this church of Jesus Christ. And here it is. The church focused on one thing. So should you and me. They didn't get sidetracked. 3,000 people are new converts, and it says they continued doing what they'd been doing the day before. They were focused on doing that next right thing that God had for them. They were in agreement. They were of one purpose. They were on one mission. They were very clear what God had called them to do. And here's the point. When it comes to having a dream and pursuing a dream and working with people, stay focused on the main things. Let me bring it here home to our ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, staff, those who are viewing this, members of our support family, if God's given you a calling, you better stay focused on that one thing. And that one thing was the apostles. What does it say? It says it was going to be the apostles' doctrine. What is that? They were sharing what Jesus had taught them for 3.5 years. They went back to the basics. They didn't have the scripture. They didn't have Christian radio. They didn't have television. They didn't have internet. These people didn't know anything. And day in and day out, they simply kept coming back to the basics. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God. Jesus came to earth. He died for you. He saved you. He's in heaven today. He's preparing a place for you. And they went over and over continually, according to Scripture, these basic doctrines. And I think it's important for us in ministry and in our lives. Let me say, as a family, if you are not reinforcing this with your kids and your grandkids constantly, it's easy to just assume that that message is known. It would have been easy for the first century church to say they got saved, now let's do other things. Let's get focused on doing other things with these people, helping them build their businesses or do whatever else. And yet they continued with this church, this group of people, every day coming back to that main thing, the main thing. And you know what? As I think about our ministry, what God has given us here at Family Life Radio and Intentional Living, folks, we got to keep coming back every day to why in the world are we here? What is the main thing? And it is so easy to get sidetracked with other things. We got equipment that needs to be maintained, and we've got programs that need to be developed, and we've got meetings that we need to go through, and we've got programs that we have to develop and get on the air, right? But as a group, as a body of believers working together in this mission and this ministry, to keep coming back to the simple message that God has called us to help people find their purpose in Jesus Christ, right? To live their purpose in Jesus Christ, and then to finish every day strong. That's what God has called us to. And if we keep coming back to the main thing, we're going to be much better off. Our pastor used an illustration this weekend. It's a beautiful illustration of how it's easy to get off of the main thing. Some of you remember back in 1985 when Coke and Pepsi were continuing their battle with each other, and they have for years. I mean, for decades, they've battled with each other, right? And Coke thought, after 100 years with one formula, they thought if they changed their formula and came out with what we now know would be New Coke, remember that, in 1985? That by introducing something new and changing that formula, they'd be more successful. So in April of 1985, they introduced New Coke, and it was a complete disaster. Any of you remember getting the first can of New Coke and drinking it? And as someone said, it tasted a lot like Pepsi. You know, it just wasn't the same. There was something had changed. They had done something with the tradition, they had done something with what made Coke, Coke. And within 90 days, what'd they do? They came back, and now we have classic Coke, right? And I thought about that as he was giving that illustration this weekend. Isn't that what we can do? We can get off course. We can say, we need a new gospel. We need a new message. We need something that's more clever or different. And what we learn from the church in the first century is they kept hammering at the apostles' doctrine. Our mission, any dream worth pursuing, if you want to have a great marriage, you got to go after the main thing. If you want to have a great home, you got to go after the main thing, just like the church did. So the first thing the church did is they focused on one thing. So should you and me.
Indeed, and we're going to pick up right there and continue next time on Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding. Love to hear your comments, your thoughts. 888-888-1717. Hit the comment button too and leave your story. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com. Love to hear from you there as well. Hey, listen, Intentional Living is on the air to encourage you. Intentional Living is a ministry around the world. And we got so many wonderful people who stand in financial support each month. We call them members. And members receive ongoing teaching from me to them on CD each month. Are you one? If you're not, I'd love to have you come and be a part of it. Your monthly support makes a difference. Could you share a dollar a day to reach people for Christ and be encouraged with this intentional living message? A dollar a day, $30 a month? or whatever God lays on your heart. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And right now, we have a very special offer for those who are joining monthly or sharing a one-time gift, a single gift. We have a brand new 2018. In fact, it's a 16-month calendar. The last few months of this year, starting in September, all through next year, called You Belong Here. It's a brand new, beautiful calendar. Each month has a photograph of a door that'll be very seasonal, tied in with what's happening in that season. And I love these photographs. Doors have always kind of drawn me in, these very unique kind of doors, old doors, inner city doors, doors from ancient locations. Really cool. And it's our gift to you to say thanks for your ongoing support. Go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate, theintentionallife.com. Click donate, okay? Hey, following my first teaching in this series, I had a few minutes of time, and we passed the mic around with our staff and visitors to share a little bit with us on this topic, and Orlando opened up the session. Take a listen.
We're going through the book of Joshua with a small group that we're doing, and it's the exact same thing. Whenever it wasn't God-ordained, but human-ordained, things happened, and they had to pay the price for that, not considering God first and going back to what they were originally called to do. And God honors that when they humble themselves and go back. Mm-hmm. And that's why things expand and expand, but only because of God's grace and the Holy Spirit. So,
what's interesting with these guys, these were not educated people. They've been educated by Christ, but you got to believe the Holy Spirit's moving them to be able to make these kind of decisions. I mean, this not logically, people would probably make different kinds of decisions. You see God leading them in ways that were beyond their own capacity. Anything else? Yes.
Well, it really kind of affirmed some things I was talking about with a friend, just keeping things simple. She kept trying to volunteer at her church, and nobody was contacting her. And that's like the strangest thing you've ever heard, right? Because every church wants another volunteer. And she said, you know, I'm so hurt. You know, I just feel so, you know, like they don't want me. And she said she was thinking maybe we just need to leave that church. And she said, well, I can't because my husband is in charge of the men's ministry. And I said, well, there you go. That's your ministry. The world tells us get involved with everything else. Do more, be more, and you'll have more value. Mm-hmm. I said, don't underestimate the value you bring to your husband by supporting him. And I think the world just thinks that's the craziest idea ever, but it's so important. Mm-hmm. And so that was affirmation. Keep it simple. Do what you're called to do.
There's something powerful in simplicity. It's true in life. The simplest ideas are the ones that tend to be the most successful. It's not the complex ones. I was watching, did you ever see the Shark Tank? The TV show, the Shark Tank, people come on and there was one on the other night, and this guy was just trying to explain his business, and I could see these sharks were looking at him like, you're losing me. And one of them spoke up and said, you know, this is way too complex. I don't understand what you're saying. It's got to be simple. If it's not simple, I'm out. And then Mr. Wonderful said, you're dead to me. So that's a whole other issue, but you're dead to me. Yes.
One of the things that you talked about was getting rid of the dishonest or untrustworthy people in your life. It sounds like a really good thing, but it's really hard when it comes to family. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of us do have that problem where you do have someone that in your family that is constantly like backstabbing you or tripping you up. And I had to, I was talking to someone who had that problem, and basically what I told her was, you know, this is your family and you can't just really totally write them off, but sometimes you can hold them at arm's length. Mm-hmm. And pray for them, and you know, just know you can still love them and know what they are, who they are, you know.
Those are boundaries. Keeping boundaries in place sometimes is very important and appropriate.
Back to the simplicity thing, I was thinking about how a lot of believers, maybe I'll just group myself in this, maybe we hold back from wanting to be more bold in sharing our faith because of all the things that maybe we think we don't know about Scripture, or we've overcomplicated it in our own head about what we may not know that we want to be able to say, and how simple they were in their message and how powerful that was when you see 3,000 to 5,000 people converted, because it's the Holy Spirit. It's not all of the knowledge that we may have in our head. And so coming with prayer and simplicity to the message, is the message that's powerful. So
it's good. Yeah, we can overcomplicate that too.
I was a meth head. I've been using for some time. I've been in prison prior to that. I was bounced around homes until I was adopted. I was a freak, a thief, Grand Theft Auto, $10 out of somebody's pocket or purse if I could get it. Lied just to lie. Coma for a week and a half after a drug-induced suicide attempt. And that was 20 years ago. Now, 16 years, I've been serving as a firefighter for 10 years. I'm currently a police chaplain. 16 years ago, it wasn't even a dream, it wasn't even a thought. There's just so much that God has and is doing, and the intentional living has never been so hard. It's hard, but it is so worth it here and hereafter. I love Jesus. I know that he died for me. I don't get it sometimes, but I do believe it. So much we don't deserve, but he blesses us when we honor him. I so love and appreciate what y'all do. Thank you. God bless.
He has. Thank you again for sharing that, your story. Pursuing a Dream Worth Finding, part one, part two tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. If you have a comment on this, share it with us at 888-888-1717. Press number two takes you right to our comment storyline. Love to hear from you. Hey, listen, I got 1 minute. If you're married, you know someone who is married, and you look to have kind of a fun night, really focusing on what intentional love is. And I don't just put those two words together casually. There's a kind of love that we call intentional love, and I'm going to show you what the 10 love habits are that are very intentional and transformational in marriage. We're going to do it in a fun way. I promise you'll laugh, okay? If you don't, you don't have a good time, we'll get your money back. How's that sound? By the way, all the proceeds go to the ministry. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a date night for couples, an intentional love marriage conference date night coming to Michigan October 13th in Midland, Jackson on October 15th, so that's Sunday night, New Mexico October 27th in Albuquerque, then Glendale and Chandler in the Phoenix area coming up November 3 and 5, and then Tucson November 10th. That's where we wrap it up. So Michigan, New Mexico, Arizona. Get your tickets if you haven't. Come on out. We got one conference already over half full. We're just starting the final run here to tell you about it. So get your tickets, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on events. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.